version, and it says the following. Then the Lord opened the mouth of the donkey, and it says to Balaam, "What have I done to you that you have struck me these three times?" Balaam said to the donkey, "Because you have made a fool of me, I wish I had a sword in my hand and I will kill you right now." But the donkey said to Balaam, "Am I not your donkey, which you have ridden all your life to this day? Have I been in the habit of treating you this way?" May God bless the words of this morning. Oh, and he said no. Sabbath to everyone. Happy Sabbath. Thank you. My name is David Mano, or David Mano, it's whatever you would like me to call. David is in Portuguese, so I'm from Portugal. So, and usually wherever I go, there's always some Portuguese speaking. Is there any Portuguese speaking today in this church? No? Yes. My parents? So that is why I am going to preach in Portuguese. Is that all right? And hoping that the Holy Spirit will open your ears. Because we know that we will speak Portuguese in heaven. All right? No. One person, one thing is, I'm always smiling. So if I'm always happy, it's don't be curious about that. I'm just like that. So this week, actually, someone asked me, "Why are you always smiling?" And I said, "Well, life is too depressing to be otherwise." And I think we have always to think about the positive things in life. Don't you agree? The life is so full of sorrow and sadness that if we don't keep a positive attitude in this world, because we are here, because we are waiting to God, we have God that's helping us, and that's amazing. Also, I can see some familiar faces. I have the pleasure of working with you too in Serbia. So I was doing some media stuff with you guys. I was noticing that. I was going to ask you, is this she, your sister? Twin sister, all right. So before we start our sermon, just to let you know that it will be like a story. And I love stories. And it's the good thing is when we are listening to, we go back to the stories of the Bible, like we're going to talk about the donkey. So when we say the donkey, what story do you come to your mind? Balaam. But the curious thing is that no matter how many times we read something, there's always some details that comes to our mind. And when we read this story when we are children and later on in life, we can apply this for so many things. But before we do this, can we have a word of prayer? Yes? Dear Father in heaven, Lord, may you bless us, Lord, so that we can reflect on you and your passage of the Bible, Lord, so that we can learn more and find out more about how amazing you are and how much you love us, Lord. Make us reflect. That my words be your Holy Spirit and you working through me. That's what we ask in your name, Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, as I said before, the story is a well-known story. But before that, I need to tell you a bit of a backstory. What happened before that? And what we know before Balaam is that Israel, it was a very powerful nation. All right? They were conquering everyone. Everywhere they went, they will conquer it. Because they had a secret weapon. What was it? God. God was their secret weapon. And what happened? There was this guy called Balak. He was the king of the Moab. And he was afraid. He heard about this God, about the kingdom of Israel, and that the God was always conquering everyone, and he was afraid. But it was not only afraid, he was terrified. The Bible tells us in Numbers 22:3 that the king was afraid. He was so afraid and so terrified that he was sick to his guts. And because, in a way, he knew that if they went and conquered them, they would lose. Now, he was so afraid of the invasion of Israel and feeling so powerless that he decided to do something curious. And actually, that thing was a bit common in those times. He would call someone to curse the kingdom of Israel. Now, who do you think he chose? Balaam, a prophet of God, was chosen to curse who? His own chosen people. And this is curious. And what was curious also, if you go to Deuteronomy 2:9, it says that God was saying to the people of Israel not to go and upset the Moabites. He didn't want to conquer them. But the king was very afraid. So what he did was something. I think God has a very peculiar sense of humor. All right? And sometimes he calls us to attention in such amazing ways, and also in a funny ways. So Balak, he sent his people, his first officials, to go to Balaam. Now, who was Balaam? The prophet of God. The prophet of God was going to be hired to curse his own people. So the officials came, and imagine the scene, all right? The official arrived, and Balaam, instead of throwing them away, because he knew that he wanted to curse his own people, instead of sending them away, he said to them, okay, stay with me in my own home, I will sleep, and I'll wait for God to come to me and reveal what I have to do. Now, there is different types of prophets, and he was the type of prophet that he would dream, and God will speak to him during the dreams. And more details about this you can find in Numbers 22. Now, the next day, God said to him, no, send them away. So Balaam, that was offered a lot of money, in the next morning, he had to say to them, go away. Now, do you think that the king accepted this? No. The king sent another officials, now more important, with a lot more wealthy, a lot more money, and he went to him. So Balaam, knowing what God wanted, he said he sent them away. Was this what happened? No. Once again, he allowed them to get into his home, and he went in sleep. But this time something different happened. God said, yes, go with him. And this was the beginning of this amazing story that I really love. So imagine, Balaam, wow, I'm going to get a lot of money. I'm going to be very wealthy. So in the verse 21 says that Balaam got up in the morning. So imagine that. He put his nice clothes. He prepared his donkey and his servant. And he went with the leaders of Moab. But in verse 22, it says that God became very angry with Balaam for what he was about to do. Balaam was about to take the money and curse the people of God. And what does God then do? He prepares a special lesson to him in the funniest possible way in the Bible. So, there he was, sitting on his donkey. Together with him was two servants. And on the journey, the donkey, not him, the donkey, saw an angel of God right in front of him with a sword. Now, I don't know if donkeys do facial expression, but if I was a donkey and I got scared and I would look at it and I would and the donkey starts running towards the field. This was an open field. And he starts running towards the field, and Balaam fall. Now, imagine how Balaam must have felt. He was so upset with the donkey that the donkey ran away, deviated from his path, that he hit the donkey, and he went back to the road. Now, a curious thing I've noticed in this story is what I said. Who saw the angel of the Lord? The donkey. Who is the prophet of the Lord? Balaam. But Balaam did not saw the angel. And perhaps his mind, he was counting all the riches that he was going about to have. All the money. He was thinking all about his possession, things about in this world. That he deviated his own mind from the true purpose, which is God. And sometimes we also are so concerned and so focused in our own lives, in our own purpose, in our own things, that we don't remember about God. We don't remember that God is always with us, is always present next to us, even when we do good things or bad things. And we forget that He also has feelings, that He's sad when we deviate from Him. And the donkey, an animal, saw the angel of the Lord. So after this, obviously Balaam was going contrary against the true nature of God. He was against his own people. So after Balaam hit the donkey and he went back to the road, and he was determined to carry on. So this warning, he was not paying attention. He was not paying attention that probably God is telling him, wait, Balaam, wait. Are you doing the right thing? But he was so focused on the material things that he carried on. And this time, it was not on the open field. On this side, there was a wall. So the donkey, once again, saw the angel of the Lord. The donkey pushed himself back, and he hurt Balaam, and Balaam fall. Now, once again, Balaam, did you think Balaam this time might be God? Do you think he did that? No. He carried on thinking about his own things, that he hit the donkey once again. And the third time happened. This time, the first time was where? Do you know? On an open field. The second time was with a wall on his side. And the third time, it was in a narrow path. Nothing was distracting him in the sides. Balaam can only see right in front of him. And right in front of him, the angel of the Lord appeared. And the donkey, not him, saw the angel again. And this time, Balaam was so upset that he hit him again. Now, this is the curious thing. God opened the mouth of the donkey, and he said to Balaam, what? What have I done to you? Why have you hit me these three times? Now, there is some animals that speak, yeah? Do you know one animal that speaks? Parrots? Parrots imitate the sound. And my grandmother, and even I, we used to have a parrot. And my grandmother used to have a parrot also. And my grandmother, when she was upset, she was not Adventist, and she would swear a lot. And the parrots started to imitate my grandmother when she was upset. And sometimes, early in the morning, the parrot would start swearing and start saying loads of stuff. But the thing is, was that an intelligent conversation? He was imitating the voice. And I imagine also Balaam, in that moment, he did not still thought about that something was happening behind that. And do you know a thermometer? The mercury inside it starts rising and rising, 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 till it explodes. And there he was, ready to hit the donkey when the donkey spoke to an intelligent man. Notice how upset Balaam was. Balaam said to the donkey, because you have made a fool of me. Now this is curious, because on his anger, and the anger was so high that he clouded his judgment, and this very intelligent man spoke with an animal. He spoke with a donkey. Someone, a donkey that does not speak. And he didn't realize that he was having a conversation with him. One of the characteristics of our emotion is that our emotions reflect what's inside, and usually it's triggered by what is outside. For example, if you smile to me, I will smile to you back. But if you are upset to me, I will probably do the same to you. So our emotions are influenced by the outside. And he allowed himself to be invaded by these negative emotions that in his anger he caused someone, in this case an animal, to speak to him, and he was so disconnected by his relationship with God that he didn't thought that was God talking to him through the animal. Of course, the prophet of the Lord is always used to the supernatural things. He, as a prophet, he is representative of God in this earth, and he will receive images and visions from God, and God speaks to him directly. But with this attitude of only thinking about the greed, only being blinded by his greed, that he was so self-centered that he didn't understand the bigger picture in him. Instead, he threatened the animal by saying, "If I have a sword in my hand, I would have killed you right now." And what was the animal's response? The donkey said to the Balaam, "Am I not your donkey on which you have traveled all your life to this day? Have I ever done this to you before?" And Balaam said, "No." So in these uncontrollable emotions, this took the best out of him. In his anger, he forgot that he was talking with an animal that always served him well, that never gave him a reason to be upset to him. Now, in Portuguese word, donkey means burro. Can you say it? Burro? Burro. But burro means donkey. But also, burro can be a negative adjective to a person. Burro means someone less clever. Okay? When I say you are burro, I'm saying to you, you are not very clever. And this is not very nice, so please don't repeat me. So what I see here is that the donkey was speaking to him, but who was the most intelligent being in that moment? Was it him, or who was it? The donkey. Who was it? The donkey. So my title, I actually didn't put the entire title of my sermon. I call it The Donkey. But my title, it's called, Who is the Biggest Donkey? Who do you think is the biggest donkey in this story? Balaam. Now notice that the Lord opened the mouth of the donkey. And only God could have done such an amazing event happen. And therefore, that's why this is an amazing story. It was God speaking to Balaam, teaching him a lesson, trying to show him that, Balaam, please do not think about these material things on this world. Think about me. I'm the most important person in your life. You are my prophet. I work through you. You help me. We are God's representative on this world. And through our actions, through our behaviors, we reveal to others the amazing love that God has for us. Is this a hard thing to do? Is it hard to show to other people how God loves you? Because when you have a good relationship with God, you don't need to open your mouth. Your mere attitude, your presence in this world will show to other people, wait, there's something there. God is with them. And Balaam was using his connection with God in order to gain profit. But by doing this, he allowed his negative emotions to do the contrary to what God was asking him to do. And instead of that, it impacted his leadership. He became a weak leader. Because instead of reflecting God, he was reflecting himself. We know that God loves us. God loves us unconditionally. He's always with us. And the amazing thing I like about God is that God sees right through you. He goes inside of your heart. He opens your heart and it's there. God is there knocking at the door. He wants to get in. And we have to let him open. We have to open the door to allow him to work through us. He sees potential on every one of you. Every one of you is a representative of God in this world. You don't need to be an amazing leader to be in the front to do amazing things. You can also do simple things in your house, like a smile. Your attitude is important. And God wants to work through you. And he sees the potential on every one of you. He knows that you can do it. You can be God's prophet. Well, you know what I mean. God wants to work with you. He has an important role to every one of you. After this, we know that Balaam did not curse Israel. He ended up doing what was right. My message to you today is that even though life is so fast, even though we know we have family problems, we have financially problems, we have health problems, so many things in this life happening at 1,000 miles an hour, that sometimes we don't have time to think on what is right. What I ask to you is that don't let the pressures of this world to influence your relationship with God. A relationship with God is crucial to survive nowadays. So I ask you guys to think about this as we finish. This is my message to all of you. Amen.